just how stupid it sounds, and I'm using this language because that's just how stupid the whole stuff sounds. And this very day, you women you're treated not like a whole piece of shit. Men are treated at least like a whole piece of shit. But women are treated just like a little side shit. The big shit show goes for the man. But the woman just accounts, said, well, why are women treated so? Why are women still not able to make as much wages? Women still do the same job and make half the pay. We don't only need black liberation. We need women to be free. Women just cannot even get free. They can work just as hard. Up here in the office is a woman working on my letters. The thousands that come from these people that want another God. Thousands that they're working on my letters, getting them out, because I'll never fail to give them some kind of help to get to me. All right. That woman up there is the purchasing manager. She's the director of purchasing. She's the purchasing agent for the whole of Masonite. But she gets half the pay of the man that had that post. Half the pay of the man in the other factory that had the post. She's a woman. Who you blame for it? You blame your Bible. You can blame your Bible. You can blame your sky god. Because a woman has never counted for nothing but a little side shit. She's never been anything. She's never amounted to anything. Woman's supposed to have been the fault of man's fall. Poor damn fool. The moment she gets out of his side, she goes out looking for something to get him something to eat. Naturally. That's the way his sky god would make it. So poor little old Eve, she counts for some of his shit, so she's going to have to go feed his big shit. So she goes out hunting around to find him an apple. At least she wants to see him fed. Sky god don't worry about feeding him. Sky god says, don't you eat of that tree. My god, you do what I tell you. If you starve your ass, you're going to do what I tell you. You don't eat of that tree. Well, there's a nice apple up there. Said, you eat that damn apple, the day you eat, you're going to die, you bitch. I'm telling you how it happened, honey. I'm just telling you the truth. You eat that tree, you eat that apple, and I'll put your ass down. Said, but that apple, my husband needs the food. The little fish woman with that serpent that come up somewhere. I don't know where in the hell he come from. He's Lucifer. He's a snake. He's turned into a snake. He was beautiful, now he's a snake. You see the story, most beautiful angel one day, the most beautiful thing God ever made, according to your Bible. Then the next day he's a snake in the goddamn garden. Well, he's crawling around and he says, don't you pay no attention to that. I'm Lucifer. Now I know that son of a bitch don't know what he's doing. So don't you pay no attention to him, because I'm going to tell you, you eat that apple and you won't die. But the day you do eat that apple, you're going to know right from wrong. Isn't that what Lucifer said? Said, the day you eat that apple, you're going to know. God says, don't you eat that apple, because the day you do, you're going to die. Don't you mess with me, by God. I'll run this damn show. Well, he run it pretty poor, because a little old snake crawling through the garden says, don't you pay no attention to that old shit. He don't know what he's talking about. Because when you eat that, he's only afraid you're going to eat that apple and have as much sense as he does. That's what your Bible tells you, and you've been carrying that thing around for years. It says he's only afraid that when you eat that apple, you will have the knowledge of good and evil, and you will be like the gods, and he doesn't want you to be like him. He wants you to stay down here sniffing his shit. You say, well, it isn't written just that way. Don't make a difference how it's written. That's the way it comes out. He said, the day they eat, you'll be like the gods. And exactly who told the truth? The little old snake told the truth. She ate. She took the apple. Took the Adam. Of course, she didn't eat it. Of course not. She's a woman. God wouldn't dare let the woman eat first. She took the apple, gave it to Eve, to Adam, whatever his name was. And Adam, he took a bite. And then she took a bite. And by golly, they didn't feel like dying. Oh. Yippee! She said, oh, Adam, I don't know what you feel like, but come on, tiger.
But I feel good. I'm going to serve. I'm going to eat these apples long. I got to hear all my hope in this eye. You see, nonsense and foolishness. And we build a story around all that kind of craziness. God was a liar. The snake told the truth. They did not die. Their eyes were open, and they did have the knowledge of good and evil. They did become like the gods because they could choose whether they wanted evil or good. And then because they did what was natural to anyone, to eat when you're hungry, Eve was cursed. All women, not only Eve. What the hell did Eve have to do with you? What the hell did Eve have to do with Mother Laterno? But because Eve took the apple obediently to Adam, from that day forward, Mother Laterno and every other woman had to bear children with pain. All right, that's what the book says. That's what the book says. And because Adam ate the apple that his good wife brought him, he must work from that day forward and earn his bread by the toil and sweat of his brow. He had to be a nigger from that day forward because he ate an apple that his good wife brought to him. Now, why have we listened to this shit? Now, you're getting tired of listening to my shit, and I'm making it interesting. But you're getting ready to go home. You're ready to quit. You're ready to close up on my shit, and my shit's a whole lot funnier than that shit. I feel like tearing this mess up. I don't tear it up because of my faithful socialists, because it's a cushion to them. So I'll try to get it out of this area and kind of halfway back, so we don't get too far out here, because some people feel like their ass is hanging out now. They don't know. They have to get back here and get up and say, I don't want to step out of my breeches too far, Father. Just give me one of my breeches at least so I can come straggling along here. So I'm going to have to kind of, because I love you. Oh, you don't know how hard it is to be God. How awful it is to be God. I'm going to back up now. Start the back with motion so that everybody won't quit. Because if I kept on said all I had to do and all I wanted to say tonight, we'd only end up at about 100 here. Mm-mm. No, because I love you too much. Because we only had 100. That street gang of devils, that God folk out there, those good Christians, those Bible-fearing people, those people that love God on Sunday and hate blacks Monday through Saturday. If I told you everything I would like to tell you, they'd come in here and get us. I don't give a shit what they do with me. I wish they'd come. I bet you one thing. I may be just an old shit God, but I'm going to tell you. I'm the only God there is. Peace. I just like to, right now, I'd like to call it a day and say, come on, you honky bastards. And if it wasn't for you, oh, man, I've got the quickest accident. I'd have my toe in one's eye and a heel in another's throat, and I'd have a finger up somebody else's ass, and oh, man, I'll tell you. Say good, sir. And I'd have some of them folk out there saying, that son of a bitch must be God, because he sure knocked a whole lot of us down. I just keep on fighting and fighting through a bunch of these honking and say, let me tell you, this is nigger power. You don't like it, kill it. Well, that's what I would do if I did not love you. Because I'm a... Come back and see us now. Yeah, I know you. I'm not bad. I've got people leaving on all levels here tonight. And all levels. The whole Bible story is as crazy as my story was about Lucy Fart. Just that crazy. Jonah and the whale. Job, the only one he could... The poor fool, he could fart up stars and he could throw out space and he could build planets, but he couldn't even make a faithful man. Because Adam ate the apple he told him not to, he did it. Then by God he went through and he finally got him one. Couldn't get him a trustworthy son of a bitch. But he found him one named Job. Said, by God, Lucifer, come here. Come here, Lucifer. Hey, Lucifer. Lucifer. Lucifer said, what the hell you want now? God said, I'm going to tell you, I told you I got somebody. I got somebody. You want to get healed when you get a heart attack? Better not talk about me now, because I'm in a holy place. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm going to tell you now, don't you shit with me now. Because you think that I'm in power when I'm up there talking about Jesus and God and the Spirit and the consciousness. Mess with me when I'm telling the truth. Just mess with me when I'm telling the truth. You never seen no power like you do when you get me talking shit. That's shit power. You know shit's got power, honey. It's a smell to those that don't want to grow, but it's fertilizer. It makes growth in people that want to be new and change. Shit's the way you fertilize a seed. Well, he said, Lucifer, I finally, by God, I've been farting all over this place, but I tell you now, I've farted me out a Job. I took a long fart and I got me a Job. And I'm going to tell you that one thing, you can't take him. And the Bible said he's the only one left. There wasn't nobody else left faithful. Angels had all gone with bad. Everybody in the whole damn planet had gone bad. He'd wiped them out with water once, and he drowned them. And they said, next time I'm going to burn their ass. Said, I've drowned them once. Next time I'm going to burn. What kind of God is this? If I made something, honey, it's me that I'm making. I shouldn't kill the thing I make. It ought to be me I shoot. Because if I make something that turns out wrong, it was me that did it, so it's my ass that ought to be shot, not them. But God made him all kinds of farts, and he didn't like the farts, and he said, I'll drown him, because I don't like the way I'm farting. So the next time I get through, I won't drown the fart this time. Can't burn it. So I'm going to see if I can burn these farts out. I'm getting nasal passages that were congested with people's shit cleaned out. If you don't get help, I am. Anyway, Job, he said, now, Job's been faithful. He said, now, Lucifer, you take him, Satan. Lucifer changed to Satan now because somebody else got them mixed to religion, and Satan meant Saturn, and the astrologers got messed up. Your Bible's messed up with all kinds of superstitions. Every kind of weird superstition that came along, they changed that Bible. He started Lucifer, and then he ended up Satan. Then he ended up Beelzebub. Hell, you never know what he's going to end up, because whoever's writing, that's what he ends up. Bible just written by a whole lot of liars. They want to make a little money and keep the people slaves. So, because King James was the greatest slaveholder of all, and sent King James Bible. King sent the first ship over, as I told you, to bring the blacks back in chains. And he did the same to poor whites all over the world. He was a slave master. Well, Job, he said, now you got Job. He said, he's been faithful. He's kept my sayings. He's done all I ever wanted anybody to do. He's a perfect man. Now, if you were perfect, and God knows, no, he don't. I know that you're not. But when you even try, I go to jail and get you out, I'll go to the jaws of death and save you. And what I try to do more, I'm not working so hard to save somebody from death anymore. I really ought to. But I'm trying to save you from cancers. We've had nobody in our group that came under my ministry, that started under my ministry, that developed that thing. Right. Mother Iams has been with me all the years. It's been stopped. I'd like to stop more because there were a lot of good people that died with cancer. But I'm only able to stop some things on the basis of people knowing all I'm saying. It's very hard to understand me because I talk so simple. People don't like simple talk. They want it all complicated, because the more complicated, then it just looks less real, because the real don't look like we want it to look, so we got to make it complicated. I'm so simple, anybody can understand simple shit could understand me, but most people don't. And if you do understand me simply, less trouble comes your way. But anyhow, I'm trying hard to keep anybody from, either not, some people even spit in my face. I mean, they tried to kill me, but I've gotten them out of jail. One day he asked me to do something for him. He's just done so much to me. I mean, against me. And I don't think anything about it. I save you from horrible deaths. I save you from painful experiences. Your car, all the capitalist things may be tore the hell out of, because I don't worry about cars. But how many times have you seen cars tore the hell out of them, just tore up, and you walked right out of them? Just tore all the hell, walked right out of them. I'm not so good with cars, but I'm pretty good with people. And a lot of cars I've saved, come to think about it. Some of your cars running when you, like Edith Cordell's on bald tires, and run for all these years. Never did run out, just finally felt it wasn't quite the thing to do to keep her driving, but it drove for years and years. I try to reward half-assed faithfulness. I reward people who are lousy. I've been down this week, Tuesday, I was down fighting for somebody who threatened to kill me. Got him out. That's the kind of stuff I do. Now here's what God does. God says, see Job, Lucifer, you see Job. Now you just take Job and you do with him anything you want to do. Now that would have been enough for me. I'd have threw my damn Bible away right then. But not some of you folks. You kept it and held it on. That had been all for me. Job, what happened to Job? Good Reverend Edwards, what happened to him? Good comrade, tell some of the shit that happened to Job. Because I'm tired of talking. Lost all of his cattle. Lost all of his animals. What? I, repeat that? He lost his children. Lost his land. Last thing was a wife, and if God had been just, that'd probably been the first. No, not in those days, because probably she was very much a slave like she's supposed to be. It's like God wanted her to be. Skin worms, boils and skin worms. And then what that poor old fool say? Yeah, in my place. Though the skin worms destroy my ass. Said, though they destroy my flesh. Said, yet will I serve God. Now I'm going to tell you, if one skin worm got in your ass, you say, Jim Jones, I'm finished. All you'd have to do is go home and find one maggot. That's what he's talking about, maggots in the Hebrew. Maggots eat the poor man alive. This is Job, yes? No, no, I wasn't referring to you. You don't need to worry about it. You're not one of those paper church goers. I'm not worried about you. Oh, don't worry, honey. If you burn your husband's Bible, then there's hope for anybody, honey. Now, she used to be a slave. Her husband was one of them folks that women are supposed to obey their husbands. Now, she's got so free around here and so cocky, he's threatening to kill me. It don't make no difference. She's got so free, now she's burned that old fool's Bible. He used to tell her, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. Well, you look pretty smart to me, honey. He was telling her about the Bible story and obedience and all that, and glorifying the Bible, and she got tired of it and she burned it. And that's a free woman. It makes me open target. I have to be very honest, and I have to love you very much, because whenever time a woman does thing like that, it makes the man determined to murder me. And I don't care, because I'd rather have you free. You know, I'd rather be dead than to see women slaves or black slaves. I'd rather be dead than see how you were when you were so tight when he came in. He walked in, cocky little bastard he was. Cocky little bastard. He just, he don't do that anymore, because she doesn't know where to get lost. But he just... Going to put her in a mental institution? He said to me right down here in the front, I said, I'll put her away.
He'll put her away. He's a good holy Christian. He's going to put her away. But now she's telling him to get lost.